Good morning. There were a couple of passing showers and thunderstorms overnight, but it's a mainly dry start to the new work week here across interior New York and New England. With the additional moisture at ground level, some places waking up to a bit of fog this morning, which is lowering visibilities. Otherwise, it's dry. And with a mix of hazy sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and warm through the morning and into the afternoon, with highs topping out on average right around 80 degrees. A frontal system draped across southern Canada back toward the Great Lakes will be the focus for a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of these thunderstorms could drift through the region. Not everyone will get wet today, so we'll call it a scattered variety of shower or thunderstorm by mid to late afternoon. A few more scattered showers or thunderstorms tonight, with lows back down into the 50s to around 60. That same front will head our way during the day tomorrow. As a result, we'll have another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon. It will not be raining the whole time. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. As that front pushes through on Tuesday evening and overnight, we'll really start to dry things out. This will leave us with high pressure and mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. It'll be mild in the middle to upper 70s. Even milder on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, that same high pressure center hanging on with highs close to 80, and even a bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday into the lower 80s. We'll be in increasingly warmer and more humid air over the weekend. For Saturday and Sunday, we'll be in the middle 80s with a mix of sun and clouds, and there is the chance of a scattered thunderstorm by Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern high plains through tonight. Moderate to strong instability within this corridor and effective bulk shear of up to 50 knots will support supercells with hail, some very large, and damaging winds. A tornado threat cannot be ruled out, especially during the early evening, as some indication exists for strengthening east to southeasterly low-level winds in eastern Colorado and far western Kansas, and this will enhance low-level shear. And a large area of cloudiness and thunderstorms extending from eastern Honduras northeastward over the northwestern Caribbean Sea are associated with a tropical wave. Although there are no current signs of surface circulation, some development of this system is possible over the northwest Caribbean before it moves inland later today. Regardless of development, heavy rains and gusty winds are likely over portions of Honduras, the Bay Islands, Guatemala, Belize, and the Yucatan Peninsula during the next 1 to 2 days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Gander International Airport in Newfoundland, Canada, at 12:17 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, drizzle and fog, 43 degrees, with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, freezing rain and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 56, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 27 at Stanley, Idaho, West Yellowstone, Montana, and Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 62, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday for the month, 5.04 inches, which is 2.97 inches above normal. And for the year, 19.78 inches of precipitation, which is 2.93 inches above normal. There were 3 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 45, that's 4 above normal. And 6,306 for the season, which is 363 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 94, set in 1994, and the record low, 44, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Mostly sunny and mild Wednesday and Thursday, upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-80s. And hazy, warm, and humid on Sunday with a scattered thunderstorm and highs again in the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.